What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, live from the American Family Insurance Studios, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Yo. Man. Man. We starting in hot. I'm feeling great. We at the top of our the next hour, the second hour with The Lunch Break. Also, I want to give a special shout out to my father. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Dad. Hey.
Happy birthday, Pops. How old Pops turning today, man?
Man, 100? No, I'm just playing. Let me stop being funny. Look, I need to...
You know, Shannon don't hesitate to 70. Age somebody. Shannon don't know how old her daddy is, yo.
That's all right.
I know what year he was born. That's all I got. But he'd be mad if he'd be like, you just put all my information out there on the internet. Like, he act like he a wanted man. He'd be like, what? What'd I say?
Ain't nothing, man.
You know what year he was born?
Yeah.
So you know his age, Shannon.
You know, I would have to math.
You have to do the math.
I'm not
man.
Doing no math. I'm yapping right now. I'm focused.
Chopping her chops.
I'm playing
right
the
now.
IT guy over here. I'm yapping. I'm not going to do that math.
That math ain't math.
Touche.
Man.
How you doing over there, Ray? Well, how you doing? You need some emergency. You know what you need? I just read everybody needs to go get their masks from that smoke.
You know what? That might be what my problem is.
I'm serious. I'm being for real.
I know. I see the
somebody
right
said
here.
Go to Home Depot and go get you an N95 mask.
Zach just gave me some emergency. I'm not sick. I'm struggling.
It's the smoke from Canada wildfires. I'm trying to help you out. Emergency and the N95 mask just to cover all the fields. You over there. You know what happened? No, let me stop.
I'm need
talking about these politicians. People better
they hurt her.
All right, Shannon.
When I start saying what I was saying, it started glitching.
They
I'm no conspiracy theorist. They listening.
They
glitching my mic.
Man. All right, Shannon.
Get you that mask.
Let's get back serious, right? So Rodriguez's team says the reconciliation work was still ongoing when she gave Monday's estimate. And that the debt includes money owed for the very compliance and crisis work needed to... What the hell?
Read that again, Ray.
Maybe I read this wrong, man. Rodriguez team, see, I'm saying her name right too.
You need to read.
Rodriguez team says the reconciliation work was still ongoing when she gave Monday's estimate, and the debt includes money owed for the very compliance and crisis work needed to fix the original matter. So she's saying the debt. Does it sound like she's saying the debt is because she had to fix the problem, and that's why the debt exists? But if you in debt, that means you don't have it, right? And if you only have 30-something K on hand, that means you created another bill and didn't even have the money to cover that cost. Am I wrong, Chad?
They take a credit. No, I'm just let me stop playing that.
Am I wrong, chat? She must be using JPay. No opponent besides Brennan has explicitly called for her to exit the race. Roy's and others are framing it as trust issue for voters to what you think, not demanding she would. Why? Can't trust her, but she can still run. Get the hell out the race.
I mean... Free will, I guess.
She been misstepping since day one. Tony Evers, he couldn't even put a sweater on from announcing he wasn't rerunning. She's standing next to him in her campaign ad running. How you had money for that? It was ready to go. Anyway, y'all, moving on. We know who we not voting for. She's out. Hopefully by the end of the day, she drops out this race and get out of grown folks' business. You got to talk to her like your parents used to talk to you back in the day. Get out the kitchen. Don't you see grown folks talking?
It seems as though she has a few other things to tend to these days. Cause,
man. Yeah. Monday's numbers were off by nearly $165,000. It had to be off by more than that because she tried to buy $1 million worth of ads. Is that book 833-212-1017 is the number to call. I'd like to know, is that a bookkeeping disaster or a credibility disqualifier? And should she be the one to decide if she stays in, or should everybody be like, get the hell out? I know my answer to that.
You need to leave.
I know my answer to that, Shannon. But we had Godfrey on. We gonna get off the devil's back right now, but you know, we gonna pray for them. Church. Yeah. Right? Amen. Everybody say amen.
Prayers and well wishes.
I wish her a nice cold sail. Yeah. But Godfrey. We had a nice segue from Godfrey. We was talking about the Leave Black People Alone, right? And
yeah,
he's
talking. I think that's a lot of our favorite series from him. No, that's hilarious.
Oh yeah, I love seeing white people get the justice they deserve. I love it.
Sweet justice.
And I'm somebody that's super against, like, you know, posting violence and like people getting beat up and just fights. But some just feel good when I see that, like, oh, you nigger. And then, you know, boom, they shaking like a dolphin.
And then
they just
justice served
out.
Cold and sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Like a nice black power fist to the face. But it brought up a oh, now you coughing.
No. Right.
Coronavirus.
So it brings up a topic, Shannon. A lot of those videos he posts, it stems from, you know, white people using the N-word. And then sometimes in anger, sometimes in rap battles where they just feel comfortable, or other races, right? Let's have this conversation too. I use the word. I use it. I've been working on getting rid of the word out of my vocabulary, Shannon. I'm working on it. I'm trying to replace it with a healthier expression, right? But it brings up a question. Are we allowing other communities to use the word? And, you know, who do we allow to use the word? Who gets the pass? Who doesn't get the pass? That's what I like to know, Shannon. I'm gonna pause for your thoughts on that.
So speaking about, like, I think I sent you the other day a video where that, like, it was a white guy and he was using the word to some black guy. Like, it didn't even seem like the black guy was arguing back at him. I don't know what he was saying. Maybe the black guy was just saying, like, don't call me that. That's what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have seen this. It was the twisted tea that went upside the man's head.
Oh,
he
kept ice
saying
tea.
And he was barking at him. Yeah. Like, he
flipped
was barking
it
at him.
Too.
Like, dude.
He flipped the can. He flipped the can in his head. Like,
R.I.P. to him, too.
He died?
Yeah.
No.
Who, the guy that got?
Yeah, Twisted Tea died. Twisted Ice Tea guy.
That hit the racist
dude?
Yeah,
I think he died in a car crash, if I'm not mistaken.
Damn.
That's unfortunate, man. Long live him. But, like, in the video, it sounded like, I know when I sent it, you was like, it don't sound like he was using the hard ER, but it sounded like he was comfortable using the N-I-G-G-A, right? Like, the slang version of this, right? And the guy was saying, like, hey, don't call me that, and kept saying it. Even a woman recording, I don't know what her ethnicity was, but she sounded white, and she was like, you're not wrong, blah, 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 because, like, he kept asking him not to say it, and he, like, just kept going, right? Mm-hmm. Before he got hit with his twisted teeth. And in those situations, right, it sounded like he was trying to explain, like, oh, I'm from this place, so I can say it. Like, people just feel way too comfortable trying to force others to accept that they got a pass to say certain things when you just don't. Growing up, my mom, like, counted that as a cuss word. Like, we couldn't say that in her house. Like, my mom, who is fully Black, is like, don't say that word around me. Like, that's a cuss word. You don't say that. That's not okay to say. So it's like, you don't know who takes offense to that word. You don't know who is comfortable using that type of verbiage. So you really have to know your audience and know who you're talking to. So I feel like, and I think a good comparison would be walking up to a group of girls, like, what up, BITCH? I'm like, who is she talking to? Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to? Like, hold on. Like, I can't do that. I'm going to get jumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't walk up to somebody and just expect them to be okay with being called whatever you call your friends or whatever you say to your friends. Like, if you're going to use it, use some discernment. Because me, as a Black woman, I won't walk up to a group of older Black people and just be throwing it around because I don't know them like that. I don't know if they take offense to that word. I don't know if they mind being called that. Just like I wouldn't walk up to a group of females and just call them a B word. Because I don't know if they take offense to that. Do I call my friends that in conversation? Sure. What up, B? What up? Girl, you crazy. B, you crazy. Fine. But I'm not going to do that to an older woman. I'm not going to do that to a woman on the street. I'm not going to do that in a professional setting. So I think it's just important that people choose their words wisely, period. And as y'all see, I'm working on things here, even on Truth 107. Look, we got other words that we could use. Call them a biscuit-eating bulldog.
Right. You can call them that. Man, I think, so historical case, right? Obviously, we know the word was used for centuries to dehumanize our people, right? And since then, our community has turned it into a phrase of endearment, which still provides like some sort of debate where people are like, nah, we shouldn't be using that word. And I agree. It's, you know, why do we want to use it? But I also hear people be like, well, it's our word now and we use it as a sign of endearment. So here's my question too, right? We have some communities that we rock with or don't rock with. I don't know. Everybody is different, right? But Latinos, the Latin community, they're avid users of it, right? And, you know, do people cringe when Latin people use it, or we just look at them like, oh, you know, they niggas too. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or we just like, because you hear so many stories of certain people, yeah, sure, they say it. And then, okay, perfect example. The Latino young lady that was the police officer, right? And... You know who I'm talking about, the one in Texas.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And, you know, that would be a Latin person, probably used a word that may have came off of as an endearing manner at sometimes amongst herself or her friends or whatever, right? But now something happened where, you know, I'm assuming somebody that looked like us probably stole something from her and, you know, that A turned into ER real quick. And it went to, oh my God, it just feels good to say it sometimes, you know, when you say, oh, F that. And then, you know what I'm saying? And she's like smiling and like having so much joy from saying it.
And then recalling a story about basically abusing her power, and it feels good to abuse the M words. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of Black people, I think, we forget. And obviously, I don't feel like all like Hispanics are racist, right? But there is a lot of racism in their community. And any of them that's real with themselves, they will say that. Not only is it racism in their communities, but there is colorism very deeply rooted in their communities. So, like I said, be careful about who you give those passes to, because they might be calling you the hard ER. You know what I'm saying? Behind closed doors. And like, when they use it in discussion with each other, I don't care what people do with each other, but if I don't know your intent behind something, don't walk up to me calling me no B word. Don't walk up to me calling me no M word. I don't know you. Like, if you don't know somebody enough to know that's how we talk and this is conversational, why would I know that it's not meant to be insulting? Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. But it looks like we have to go on a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back on 1017 The Truth. Make sure you guys call in and text that line, 833-212-1017.
Don't go anywhere.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that. but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Hey. Yeah, I'm a ride for the... Welcome back. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. Man, we got 2 hours now, man. If y'all didn't know, if you just joining us, we got somebody listening from England right now. Look at that. Kitten Shire.
Hey, y'all.
What's that? Kitten Shire? What does that say? Or Shire?
I mean, yeah, if they're from England, maybe Sheree.
Ah, Sheree. Kitten Sheree. But Sheree, mi amor. Man, that's why Zach
Didn't,
is who Zach
Stevie
is.
Didn't Stevie Wonder, like, have a song called that?
No. My Sheree, amor. Something like that. I think he did have. Says, check her out, What Democracy Looks Like plan. That fight against black and brown voter suppression. I could get behind that. Unfortunate about David, though. Yeah, super unfortunate about David. Somebody else, I think they're talking about Francesca. She has passed legislation to assist school mental health programs in black and brown communities. Check her out, What Democracy Look Like plan to fight against black and brown voter suppression. All right, what else they say? I like that she wants to cap utility rates at 2%. Like, all of this is cool. All of this is cool. But I looked at the plan, and that it didn't specifically include brown people and needs of, I mean, black people and the needs of, what the hell was that? But black people, hey, they listening, y'all. It might be over with a show. You heard that, Shannon? Or did they just take Shannon out?
Wait.
Shannon!
What happened? Oh. Chuck!
Man, I thought they came and got us. I thought they took the tower down, man. I thought they took the antenna down.
Listen, but the camera go black and you don't hear nothing no more. Just know they got me. They done came and got me.
Yeah, once again, I just think, you know, people were, we was just reading some of the comments, and I just asked people to demand a little bit more for our vote. The blanket statements is cool. I could get behind a lot of the stuff that sound good, but at what point do we demand people to have an actual plan for black people as if it is wrong to ask for it? It's not wrong to ask for it and be like, yo, what's your plan? And if somebody doesn't have one, I think we should practice a little bit of patience to see if this person will develop one. Sure, people love to lump black is like some black issues in a blanket statement, but we have direct issues that impact us, and it would be nice to hear what those plans are. Not people insulting you and saying like off the wall excuses like, okay, 77% of her district is white, so where could she develop? Like, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't care about the other 30% of the people in your district. So what happens is when people say that, it's like you making excuses and you really doing damage to some of the amazing things she is probably talking about. So I find a problem with people who, you know, just crap on you for taking a position, but then have zero facts or knowledge about the person that they support. And so much so that their responses are, well, that's a good question. I'm sure she has a responsive team. You should go find it out, shouldn't you? I'm like, well, if you convincing me and I'm already convinced of where I stand, like the response is, you go find it. I'm going to stick to the four blanket talking points that was presented on the website that I've already researched. So that's my problem, Shannon. Nobody has yet. You know who presented a plan to me? Sherwin.
Oh,
yeah. Sherwin presented. Like,
really?
I heard about his plan, you know, and he's going to talk about it more. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm getting behind that. But at least somebody was like, all right, Ray, you could be bugging, and I hear you bugging, but here's an alternative angle to look at. And here's the strategic steps as to why we're looking at it this way. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But some for to ask a question and it be met with, you know, that's foolishness. You just need to get behind the you know, we need to stop all this foolishness and get behind the next black man in line. And I'm like, well, excuse me. Damn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, man, that sound like
put
the
my
most
quarter
foolish-
in that job.
That sound like the most foolishness to me. So it lets me know, like, we not even really that educated on the people that we supporting. I've had to go do research and educate people on Francesca about things that they didn't even know because I asked questions and they couldn't tell me. Mm. So I'm like, where's going on? But when they ask me about the candidate that I support, and I could talk about the things that they've done and the work that they've, you know what I'm saying? That the work they did, the things that they've shown that makes me support them, and I could run that off. But when I ask them to run it off, it's, oh, well, you know, you could go find it. Or have you went to any of the what does earning your vote look like these days? It's like nobody want, like, we just give, we so sweet. We Sarah could scam us all the way to the general.
not if you on the case.
Right. Not on duty. Not on duty. But anyway, we ended up back on that, and we supposed to be talking about the N-word, man. These N-words get driving me crazy. But shouts out to Kitten Cherie. That's in England. Oh, we international.
Sorry.
Somebody
that's
said
right. International.
Somebody said no sound. They're not getting no sound in the chat. But yeah, Shannon, the N-word. We back on the N-word. Let me stay on topic, mm-hmm. Shannon. I apologize. You're supposed to reground me when I'm.
My bad, I be letting you go. Look, you be having something to say. Get it off your chest. We got 2 hours these days. You hear me?
We down to 30 minutes now. We down to 30 minutes, yeah. Shannon. But
So what's your stance on it, right? Like if you out in public and somebody walk up to you, oh, what am I? How do you feel about that?
Say that one more time, Shannon. What the hell you just say?
I said, how do you feel? Like, if you're out in public and someone just walks up to you and says, what's up, my N-word?
Oh.
How do you feel about that? Because I kind of was explaining that, like, when people don't know me like that, I do feel, like, uncomfortable. If I ain't had even a conversation with you or a few conversations, like, who is you? Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are you comfortable enough to even talk to me that way? And like I said, it's the same way with women. Like, if I don't know you and we haven't had a conversation and you walk up to me, what's up, B-word?
Right. I don't, it depends on who the person is. You know, like at first glance, if it's, you know, I've never just had, you know, a white person just come up to me and say, what's up, my N? You know, I'd probably be very taken back. But.
Yeah, like the man with the can. Because he kept saying, like, yo,
whoa,
don't say that.
That was.
Hey, hold on.
What is going on here?
What do you mean by that?
Right. Exactly. So, you know, I'd probably be a bit taken back. If it's somebody that looks like me or somebody I know, you know, I'd probably be like, oh, well, I say it back. But I will say I'm working on trying to start with saying it less and eventually eliminate it, right?
Yeah.
That's just a personal goal I guess I'm working on, Shannon. What about yourself?
Yeah.
You no, avid
show,
user.
I cuss a lot.
I'm using
really
it.
Even an avid. I'm not an avid user. I will say that just because, like I said, growing up, like it was a cuss word in my house. But as we know, I like to cuss a little bit. so I do use it, and I guess lead by example. So in environments where I don't care to be called that, I normally don't use it because I don't even want people to feel like, oh, yeah, I'm comfortable saying this. Like, no, we don't talk like that around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really good at eliminating stuff when I don't want somebody else to follow suit.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. Because like I said, I do have different friend groups where like I hang with different people. And if they said it, I would 100% be taken back. So I'm like, I don't even want to open that door. I don't want you to feel comfortable using it. I don't want you to, oh, see me too. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, thankfully, I haven't been in a situation where I felt like somebody was using it and I was uncomfortable, or like they used it and I'm like, wait, why would you say that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, you never felt like somebody used it and like, you like, dang, I didn't get to check that in. You ever let one slide? You're like, what? I ain't even dealing with this crap today.
I feel like did I say this on the air one time? When I worked at the hospital, the first time being called the hard ER to my face was a mixed child. It was crazy. Cause like, I was super young and like 23 or something.
Somebody said it's my favorite word. The basement show said it's my favorite word. We got Al online, man. Al, how you feeling today, man? How you appreciate you calling in?
Oh, I'm all right now. If a person's on some racist nonsense, you know, I'll probably be like, I can't be what was raped into your family, or I can't be what your mother or father used to cheat on y'all with. That's a personal problem. But majority of the time, I'm trying to keep it respectful. But, you know, it do be those times if you go to the other side and you behind closed doors and they say, F me N-word, F me N-word. Then they probably take it out on your guts because, you know, they be in a euphoric state of mind. But otherwise, I always try to, keep it respectful. Boy, if they say, oh, you're just an N-word, I say, trust me, your throat has seen many, okay? That's why your teeth is bow-legged. But I always try to keep it respectful, you know? Because, you know, now keep in mind, you got someone who likes that race play, you know?
Yeah.
So if you get them on their knees and make them bark like a dog and they say, ah, and then you say, shut up, you know, but otherwise, I always try to keep it respectful. But if you on some racist nonsense, you know, I'll probably say, hey, you're N-word. I'm like, well, you know, your mama and grandmama used to taste one. That's why your granddaddy used to beat ass all the time. But I try to keep it respectful.
Man.
And make sure your comeback is real hard. That's why their daughters got IUDs, because that's what they always fantasize about. Take Cinemax off of DirecTV. How about that? Long Donkey Kong with an evil name, and all devils is not dangerous. Why you think them daughters coming home with mixed kids? Why you think them little white daughters who used to be little girls and they get with that black man, now they coming home telling their mama go to hell and telling their daddy that they used to rape them. Come on now. We ain't that bad. That's why they really mad at black people. Y'all have yourself a good day and always do something kind for yourself. Bye-bye.
And on that note...
I know that's right, Al. Always do something kind for yourself.
We'll be back, man. This is a lunch break.
If you see these dogs in your front yard, just know upstairs I'm going hard. Bing bong.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey, what's happening?
Not mother. Double all.
What's happening, baby? You know how we do it?
Yeah. You know I'm about this. Time for me to regulate.
For sure.
Hey. Observe.
And you ain't going back.
No. We got the show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the award winning. 1017 The Truth. Hey.
Can we eat on here, man? I'm hungry. I got a little snack.
You can. I can't eat in this studio.
Aw. Look.
You know, that was. Yeah, they get. You know what? We'll just.
We really gonna be out.
Shannon snapped. She got a mouthful of something. Is that a donut? What the hell, Shannon?
Cookie or something.
Is that a...
Something from Starbucks?
Like, what is going on?
A chorizo wrap.
We are at work.
From Dutch Bros. Y'all don't even got Dutch Bros.
I mean, she taking a lunch.
Look at them
lunch.
Bites that she taking. She like, somebody says, is that a Pop-Tart?
That was my second guess.
Damn.
It's a chorizo wrap.
All right. Well, tell us what y'all eating on lunch today since Shannon eating a Pop-Tart.
I got chorizo back and Pop-Tart. I looked at it. I was like, man, that's what I wanted to do on my break. I wanted to take a little bite.
Hey, you know,
I had to take a trip.
As a matter of fact, we probably can't eat it. Sherwin ate a Mandela in here. Pause. That sounded crazy. But that's what he calls peanut butter. That's what he called peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Zach brought him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And Sherwin was like, he brought me a Mandela.
Why do we call it that? Wait, what is that?
You remember when his campaign and he was like, you know, he was making a peanut butter sandwich. She was like, oh, it's Mandela bars. And, you know, the price of peanut butter is. Anyway, whatever this is, okay. Zach gave me tastes terrible, by the way. This emergency?
Because it's like medicine.
Oh, this was like
an emergency thing. It's not supposed to taste good.
I mean, it say raspberry. It's
supposed to heal you.
Say
they
raspberry.
Got a raspberry emergency.
But it don't taste like raspberry.
You ain't coughed since, though. I'm just saying. Do with that information what you will.
I haven't drank it yet. I took a little sip. Somebody said great Sherwin impression.
Kool-Aid jammer.
That's what I thought it was. Kool-Aid jammer is crazy. Man, it's important that we vote, y'all. It's important that we vote. Don't confuse my stance as me saying this is something you should do. You should do your own research, which is something I have done, because obviously people don't know about the candidates that they just spew out. But do your own research, man. I've taken my position. I also think Sarah Rodriguez should step out of the race. The primary is August 11th. Make sure y'all vote. That's coming up real soon. Real soon.
It is.
She needs to fall out the race, 100%. She need to get at 35 to a nonprofit organization. She need to give it to the truth, because we're the only ones telling it.
I was just going to say, give it to me. I'll do right.
Yeah, straight up.
Spin that.
And Wisconsin is a swing state. So the governor's seat controls budgets, signing power, veto power over legislative maps, policy, appointments across state agencies, and it touched a bunch of daily life in Milwaukee. So that's why I am asking and demanding for like a plan for our community. Here it is at the primary. We have nobody that prioritized black needs in the city. That, like, I'm not saying they not think. I'm saying I have not heard a identified plan for black needs in a state where it is the worst place to raise black families. And we're not asking that question directly enough. We allowing blanket statements to lump us in, and that's not cool. What do we want? We don't want nobody to earn our vote. What? Nobody cares about mass incarceration. RIP to the homie Chad.
Man.
It's just simple questions I'm asking, y'all. We supposed to be family. We supposed to be a community. We supposed to be on the same page with each other. We supposed to be wanting resources to come to our community and our families and change the trajectory of how this city has been going. And it has not happened over time and time and time and time again. And we continue to get the, just wait, the investment is coming. Just wait. The investment is coming. We done went through different politicians. We done went through different governors, and we've gotten the same results. People would even say Milwaukee has gotten worse.
Mm.
So I'm wrong for not just flagrantly just saying, all right, next Negro in line getting my vote. The Negro is in line already. And we tried, and I'm trying to find grace, right? But it's one person I'm considering. But I just asked for the plan. And nobody's giving me the plan yet. And we supposed to be family. But get ready. 1017 The True Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing Sierra Brown at milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is Sierra Brown, C-I-E-R-R-A dot B-R-O-W-N at milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, America Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Make sure y'all come to Family Fest, man. We got some family business to handle, man. I don't think we handling the family business right now. We got the family business all over the place. We just giving the family vote anywhere, and then y'all mad at me for asking questions, and they can't answer my question. But I'm the one throwing my vote away. I'm the one throwing my vote away because I said I'm voting for the person that's on the ballot. Sure, he suspended his campaign. He suspended his campaign based off of lies, elevated numbers, and being misled to believe certain things. So, yeah.
Man.
I'm still voting for the person that I feel hits those needs until somebody else shows me different. And I'm not just going to say, oh, yeah, you know, they're raising the teachers' pay. That's cool. That's amazing. It's needed. I salute it. Yeah, they fully funded NPS. That sounds amazing. What does fully funding NPS look like? What does fully funding a struggling NPS looks like? Anybody say reform it?
NPS?
Come on, Shannon.
NPS schools.
Well,
they'll say,
if it's fully funded, we could get rid of the lead. How about we get rid of the lead first? How about we do NPS reform? We passed a referendum to raise our property taxes. So NPS could get money, and they said they wasn't going to eliminate some jobs and positions, and then the next day they cut them damn jobs and positions. They didn't wait. They cut them right away. And our property taxes is still raised. But cool, fully funded, though. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
And support local businesses in our community. Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to The Truth in the Morning. Excuse me. The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. For What the Business is powered by We Energies. Each week you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. They don't give a damn about us, Shannon. They don't really care about us. I'm going to tell you what's crazy, though, right?
Keep
that playing in the background.
No,
softly.
I played it long enough.
All right, cool.
We finna get fired. Look.
This guy.
You already owe a quarter to my piggy bank over there. You're going to have to pay that fine.
He said, you don't like my emergency? I'm not giving you no beat. But the numbers verified for air, right? These numbers is verified. Black buying power. This is why I say we need to demand more, right? Black buying power, I used to think it was $1.6 trillion. But guess what it is now? $2.1 trillion in 2026, which is up from $1.6 trillion just 5 years ago. At that scale, it would rival the GDP of entire countries. Our buying power as a black community would rival the GDP of entire countries. But buying power isn't wealth, right? The median white household holds roughly $285,000 in net worth versus about $44,900 for the median black household. Per the Federal Reserve, spending big and owning little. That's crazy. The median household, I'll say it again, median household, roughly, for white people is $285,000 in net worth versus about $44,900 for the median black household. So when I ask these questions, what is the black agenda, and you tell me that raising the teacher pay, I would like to see how raising the teacher pay raises the $44,900. I ain't saying don't raise the teacher pay because, you know, people like to put words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
These are direct issues that I'm talking about. $44,900 is the median income black household for the Federal Reserve. What you think, Shannon?
I was going to stir the pot, but I'm not going to stir the pot.
Stir it up.
Anywho.
Stir. No, it's lunchtime. Stir the pot so the food don't burn, damn it.
It wasn't even serious. I was going to say, somebody said they going to help legalize weed, though.
Somebody did. Somebody did. But here's the interesting thing about that, right?
Yeah.
It still take a Senate. It still take, you know what I'm saying? We still got to get through we gotta vote and demand more. We gotta vote and demand more. Often cited stat is that a dollar circulates 6 hours in the black community versus weeks in other communities gets repeated a lot. But say this honestly on air. We saying this honestly on air, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 hours. That's how long a dollar lasts in our community before we spend it somebody else. Some people say this number is disputed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black-owned banks, suppliers, and retailers are a smaller share of where black consumers actually spend. So more of that $2.1 trillion exits the community fast. $2.1 trillion leaves our community in less than 6 damn seconds. That's faster than Sarah Rodriguez spending money.
Bruh.
She can't count it faster than she can spend it. Historical proof of concept. Shouts out to Manon in the building. Tulsa Greenwood District, right? We're talking about circulating our black dollar and the black buying power, right? Tulsa Greenwood concert, and this relates right to Milwaukee as well, because we know a lot of the people that own the businesses in our neighborhood do not look like us. So not only is that money leaving our community, it's leaving our city, it's leaving our state, and it's probably even leaving the United States. They don't want to hear that, though. Historical proof of concept. Tulsa's Greenwood District, famously known as Black Wall Street, circulated a dollar for close to a year before it left the neighborhood. Built on a self-contained network of black-owned banks, groceries, theaters, professionals. We had dentists. We had doctors. We had everything. Before, guess what? It was destroyed in the 1921 massacre. The Tulsa riots. Mm-hmm. They burnt it down, bombed it, rioted, killed. Pillaged, whatever the word is, damn it.
Pillaged.
There you go. Thank you, Shannon. But when I ask who gonna put our priorities on the agenda, I get looked at crazy. and say, just, you know, support the, get in line with the next black man. What you think of that, Shannon? Well, you know, I'm going to get out your way.
Man. No, I keep preaching. You saying some real stuff on me, man. Live on air on the truth. You telling the truth. That's all I can say about it.
I think we should bring this back tomorrow. I know we don't got much time. We're going to talk about circulating the black dollar. We want to talk about Greenwood more. Maybe, Shannon, we could get my nephew on. Because guess what? He actually works for the Greenwood Project out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, trying to get them their rights and the money that they deserve and the land and the businesses that was stole from. To this day, we all know that this thing happened, but these people are still fighting to get what's rightfully theirs. Close us out, Shannon, please.
Nah, that would be dope to have him on. Let's work on that. Let's work on getting nephew on.
Yeah, I'm gonna call
nephew. But until then, work on following us on Facebook. All right, make sure you go head over to Facebook, follow us at The Lunch Break. Make sure you head over to YouTube and follow The Truth 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, join the conversation. We got Manon and Non up next with the Grapevine. Make sure you stay online. Make sure you join the chat. And give us a call at 833-212-1017. And follow me and Ray Nitty on all platforms. I am Maybe Shannon. And Ray Nitty is at Maybe Maybe Shannon too far. He is at Ray Nitty.
You just change it to Maybe Ray Nitty.
It's Lunch Break, y'all.
I feel like.
Right. Right. I'm going to change my Instagram name to at Maybe Ray Nitty. That's all right, y'all. That's
I'll
our time.
I'll be going into a flow, man.
That's our time, y'all. Somebody said, is there a listing of all the black-owned businesses in MKE? It is. It is. It's an app for that. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about black buying power, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood.
Just shout that out real quick, though. It's MKE Black. Download
MKE
it.
Black. Download we'll talk it. There about you it tomorrow. Go. I just didn't want to say the wrong thing. See how Zach is always on top of things? MKE Black. Download it. Check out the black businesses on there. We're going to talk about black power tomorrow. Black buying power tomorrow. You know, I don't want nobody calling. It ain't getting too black over there. We out, y'all.